So today is the 22nd of September. We're here in Berlin at the third VR conference. And the specific topic of this conference is not virtual reality as a technology, but it's much more oriented on the use of this technology in journalism. And we're very happy to have a guest here from UK to speak to us. And we had the chance to speak to her. And the mic is open for her, just presenting herself first.
I'm Zilla Watson, and I'm the new BBC commissioning editor for virtual reality.
Zilla, you've been BBC for quite some time. How did you make this path up to this moment?
Well, I started in the BBC as a television current affairs producer, but I've done many jobs at the BBC in radio, creating a world-changing training video for journalists as well, for the BBC College of Journalism. And then most recently, I went and worked for 4 years for BBC Research and Development, which is a research engineering department, and worked there originally because I was interested in understanding metadata and curation on the web. But that led me on a sort of strange route to creating some of the BBC's first virtual reality experiences, which have gone on to receive lots of critical acclaim and win awards.
And having done the experience, it was not just in favor of your own expectations, it was in favor of many viewers who haven't seen something before, right?
Yeah, we really did try and understand the medium. I was really lucky to be sharing an office with people from UCL's computer science department in London. So Professor Mel Slater and Professor Anthony Steed, who've been working on virtual reality and creating the conditions to really trick people's brains into thinking they're somewhere else and understand things like embodiment and presence. And they've been working on that since the 90s. And so we were able to work with them and really understand the principles we were looking for in some of these virtual reality experiences, and not just try and create TV in virtual reality, which really doesn't work. You have to start from first principles and really understand what you're looking for to create good VR.
And you overcame this first clash of technology and games in having two different ideas on the subject you want to tackle, right?
Well, we did, but we did want to be able to tell stories with the technology. So we were doing things that hadn't been done in the university labs, which were largely around specific experiments. They were creating scenarios that enabled you to test whether somebody's mind might be changed. So if you put them in a different sort of body, could that change the way they think? But that's very different from telling a story. So we really were pushing the technology in the early days and what you could do in a game engine to be able to tell, albeit an interactive one, but a more linear narrative.
The long tradition of BBC tells us that it is an astounding development.
I think we are pursuing the BBC's core mission through VR. Our mission is to inform, educate and entertain. And we are trying to use VR and explore how it might do that for future audiences. And so, yeah, we are going right back to the core principles of the BBC when it was formed in the very early days, when it was really an engineering company trying to get this new medium of wireless around the country and create programs so people had something to listen to on their wireless.
Being on the technology track of BBC, we have seen so many straightforward developments like the iPlayer and like the engagement in the internet. And now suddenly virtual reality is coming up to be your next big winning horse.
I'd say virtual reality is one of many bets on the future. It's not by any means a winning horse. Television had been around a long time and was watched by many, many people before iPlayer came along. Virtual reality is early days, but we're looking at it, if you believe the figures on headset sales, by 2025, a substantial number of headsets might be available, and it might be one of the ways in which people want to consume content. It's early days yet, and it's really difficult to make any predictions, but if the headset keep getting better and better, if we can make amazing content, if there is a great distribution network, virtual reality could really take off, and we want to be there and be positioned to be in the right place if it does so.
The last question you don't have to answer as a BBC person, but just as a person who has a personal ambition, what would be your ambition to fulfill if you use this technology in the next couple of years?
I'd like young people to be able to visit places and understand the world in completely new ways, be able to explore it and be able to see how different people live and improve their understanding of the world.
The last question is the most difficult one. It's a question I haven't asked. Imagine this question yourself and give an appropriate answer to that.
Well, the magic question we'd all like to know for VR is when there will be a really great piece of product design, an amazing headset that's not too expensive to buy, that can deliver all the extraordinary benefits of VR that at the moment you can only achieve with a very, very powerful computer. When we've got that, we'll be able to deliver incredibly powerful VR experiences to large numbers of people, and they'll really enjoy them.
Thank you very much indeed, and hope you have a great time here in Berlin, and we hope to see you back soon.
Thank you. Pleasure.